The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
When Christ said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," was Jesus cursing him out? Remember, Satan is what? He was a beloved angel, the beloved angel of God. So when Christ said, "Get behind me, Satan," to Peter, he simply said, "Hey, be a follower. No? Don't be in front of me. Follow me." Okay? Because you, Satan, the reason why you became Satan, why? Because you were trying to do your own will. Okay, so Christ wasn't cursing Peter. But the point is, all of us here, hopefully, agree that we want to follow Jesus. Good. I hope so. But before we can actually follow him, he said what? Take up his cross. Before that, he says, deny yourself. Can you and I be a follower of Jesus if we do not deny ourselves? See, that's the thing, you know? We forget that part. We hear the words, take up your cross. But the first part, deny yourself. What does it mean? Deny yourself. Let me tell you that there are two things. Christ said, love yourself. Love one another, you know? Love one as you love yourself. So Christ is telling us to love yourself. How can you say love yourself and then today he says deny yourself? Seemingly, it means that he is trying to tell us there are two selves. One is the false self. The other one is the true self. What you really are and what you pretend to be. Okay? This false self is too much pretensions, too much decorations. You do not know who you really are. Now, let's face, okay, when you say love yourself, for example, what does it mean? Basically, you're born a man, be a man. Don't act like, don't cut things off. Crazy, huh? Remember what the second reading is saying. What does it say? Do not conform to this age. And this age is crazy. Yes or no? It is crazy, my goodness. Man trying to pretend like a woman. What is that?
and they say it's normal, it's acceptable. It's unnatural. You were born a man, you die as a man. If you're white, be white. Don't pretend that you're black. Again, have you heard that? This white American woman saying she's black. What the heck is that? Be proud of who you are and not pretend too much pretensions. I was born in the Philippines. I will not pretend that I understand you guys. Because I wasn't born here. You know? I will not pretend that I'm an American. I am an American by citizenship. You know? And I'm proud of it. But I am not like you, just like you are not like each other. But accept yourself. I am bald. God took away my hair. Do I need to put something on my head? Why? Liberated. I'm free. I accept who I am. See, the problem is, God says, love yourself. But be truthful who you really are. For example, riches, power, fame, those are not part of yourself. Those are just what? Decorations. If you think that the value of yourself is greater just because you have more money, more land, more friends, no. That is not your true self. No. So when Christ says deny yourself, deny these other things that are not really part or essential to who you really are. What happened to Peter? The first part of the gospel was last week. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, got it. See, he got it. He got the right answer. But after that, Jesus had to tell Peter what? Get behind me. Why? Because when Jesus told them that he will be crucified and put to death, Peter, imagine, scolding Jesus and saying, Lord, that will not happen. That should not happen. See? Why? Why do you think Peter did not like the idea of Christ being put to death? Because, remember what he said? Yeah, Lord, we have left everything for you. What do we get out of this? And his idea of what do we get out of this was what? Very materialistic. He wanted power. He wanted to be respected. He wanted to be admired just like Christ was. That's why he was trying to connect himself to Christ. But if Christ died on the cross, all his ambition would disappear. He was not thinking like God. He was thinking something for himself. Selfishness, materialistic, worldliness. So Peter, Christ had to tell him, deny yourself. Deny yourself of these things. You don't need these things. One thing is important. What did Christ say to Mary, to Martha? Mary has chosen the better part. What was the better part that Mary chose? She sat down and what? Listen to Jesus. Connect yourself to Jesus. No? So, can I do that for you? No. You have to do it yourself. I only have you for 1 hour here. And the rest, 24/7, it's up to you. Whether you connect yourself to Jesus all the time. The thing about Jesus, though, when you decide freely to follow Jesus, it's not easy. First reading. You duped me, Lord, yet I allowed myself to be duped. Then in my case, Lord, why did you have to call me to be a priest? I didn't want to be a priest. I want to get married and have kids. Actually, I didn't want that. I want to have lots of girlfriends. When I was young, I wanted to get drunk. Why do you have to call me? Of all people out there, why me? But at the same time, when you fall in love with God, when you love God, what do you do? Okay, you better know what you're doing. Oh, I told you already, I got kicked out 3 times because I wasn't behaving in the seminary. No? Because I didn't want to act like all those actors or hypocrites, I called them. Seemingly holy inside the church, quiet, but deep inside full of ego or selfishness or pride. I didn't want that. And then also, I knew I didn't want to be a priest because when I was sitting with you guys as a lay person, I used to say to myself, who the heck is that priest preaching to me that way? Who is he talking down to me? So I knew my thoughts were also like your thoughts now. Some of you. They will tell to other, Father Ed, talk down to us again. And what did the first one say? Boy, Lord, you duped me, and what do I get? Ridicule. People angry at me for what I have to say. Sometimes priests get tired because some of you are still going, saying things against the priest, gossiping against the priest, judging the man of God. Remember, be careful. Some of you, as if it's normal to talk against the priest. We are not like you. In a way, yes, we are sinners like you, but we are not like you. We are servants of God. So be careful how you judge us. Me, I can handle. No problem. I'm used to it, 31 years. But there were times I said to myself, the heck with these people? I'm out of here. These people can be so ungrateful, so judgmental. Just because a priest falls, they generalize all the priests to be bad. Sometimes you get tired, and I don't know if I already told you. Even in this diocese, there's already one priest who left the priesthood, a young one, for whatever reason. But I hope it's not because he did not get support from the lay. From the people of God. But my point is, when we get persecuted or judged or ridiculed by people because we follow Jesus, so should you be. The question is, are you really suffering for Christ? Are you? Or are you politically correct? You just shut up and don't talk about Christ to everybody. See, that's the problem. No? You should also suffer for Christ by defending what Christ said, by doing what Christ said, by explaining what Christ said, and not only depend on the priest concerning about our beliefs. If you are not suffering for Christ, you better be careful. No? See, the thing is, people said, you are a priest. Yes, but you also share in the common priesthood. You also share in the responsibility of preaching the gospel. What do you think? How many of you here have actually suffered in preaching the gospel? For Christ, huh? Yes, we are suffering. Hey, because you are sick, or maybe because you hurt you because of family squabbles. Or whatever, but specifically suffering for Christ because you had to preach, defend, explain the teachings of Christ. But how many of you are not brave enough or courageous enough to do that? Because you prefer to be with your friends, to be accepted by everybody. No? When I say, for example, when we say against abortion, how many of you did not even discourage a family member or a friend from committing abortion? How many of you were afraid because, oh, I might hurt her feelings? I'm sorry, if you did not do anything, you also did something wrong. Sin of what? Omission. You could have done something. Or if, for example, if a boy or a girl are confused of who they are, and then you say, oh, you know, boy, okay, you feel like you're a girl, that's okay, go ahead, I love you anyway. What the heck is that? They don't tell your boy it's okay to be a girl, or your girl it's okay to be a boy. They don't tell that. See, you are more concerned about their feelings rather than what is right and what is wrong. Again, you tell them as what? As gently as possible what is the truth. Don't judge them. Don't be angry at them. But tell them, because what? You are their parents. You are their grandparents. You are the adult. Act like one. But if you are more concerned about the feelings of others rather than the truth, then you have conformed yourself to this age. See, that's the thing about being a Christian and being of this world. Being a Christian, a follower of Jesus, should be what? A contradiction against the world. Yes or no? If you live like everybody else, talk like everybody else, then you might have conformed yourself with this world and not really live like Christ. Again, Christ said, you want to follow me? Deny yourself. Ask yourself. Again, I'm telling you. Don't be concerned about other people too much. I'm not here to change you. I'm here to tell you what is supposed to be done. If you change or not, what? Depends on you. No? I am not the savior of the world. Only one is. You are going to be saved by Jesus Christ by what? By listening to him, following him, imitating him, loving him. As to how much you are willing to do that, how much you are willing to commit yourself to following Jesus, depends on you.